Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Now that the Minnesota Senate is back to a full 67 members, Senate leaders have a message before the next session. Senate Majority Leader Erin Murphy.
I want us to remember and to remind and to say out loud that we matter to each other. We need to look out for each other. We need to show Minnesotans that they can have faith in us together to do the work of the people with respect and with them in mind.
Republican Senate Minority Leader Mark Johnson talked about the work ahead.
It's not the debates, it's not the what's going to be happening, it's not going to be the partisanship, it's going to be how we move this state forward into the next phase.
Democrats still hold a 34-33 majority in the Senate. A man was found deceased in a field just before 10 o'clock Tuesday night in Freiburg Township, east of Elizabeth. The 84-year-old man from Fergus Falls had been burning off a farm field when a friend found him unresponsive. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Otter Tail County authorities don't believe foul play was involved. The Midwest Medical Examiner's Office is conducting an autopsy. Cass County deputies responded Tuesday morning to reports of gunfire in a business parking lot. Investigators say a family traveling from Bemidji to the Twin Cities stopped after a dispute and a shot was fired, hitting a gas pump and targeting an adult male passenger. Minor injuries were reported. 20-year-old Jose Pineda Jr. of Minneapolis was arrested. Authorities in Becker County are investigating a drive-by shooting Tuesday night west of Osage. Deputies say no one was injured when shots were fired near the intersection. The Becker County Sheriff's Office is seeking assistance in identifying a suspect from anyone who was in the area around 6 p.m. last night. In other headlines, the Minnesota Department of Ag is urging farmers who have done business with Hanson Mueller Company to file claims. The Omaha-based grain company, which operates in Duluth, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on Monday. If you sold grain in Minnesota and haven't been paid, you should submit a claim with the Department of Ag. Farmers holding warehouse receipts for grain in storage need to contact the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Minnesota Groen has unveiled its 2025 gift guide for those looking to get a jump start on their holiday shopping. Marketing manager Rachel Wandry says over 1,400 farms across the state are part of the program.
Wine, cider, spirits, there's even some THC items in there. And then a section of more savory, hearty foods. Some ideas like, you know, a meat bundle or some dried herbs, even a share in a CSA is actually a great gift idea.
This is MNN.